This wouldn't be the first time I died. Wouldn't be the last, either. But while most watched this virtual world from the safe haven of reality, there was nowhere else I'd rather spend my Saturday night. Crouched high on the tower's parapet, I overlooked a sea of wheat fields. The scent of lavender and taste of wheatgrass wove together in the air, drifting with the breeze as it swept through my hair. I took a deep breath and smiled at the irony, as thick as the mountain air filling my lungs. Lavender, wheat fields, tranquility. Peace, in a place anything but peaceful. Movement in the fields caught my eye, down and right. A zigzag carved its way through the 10-foot-tall stalks, heading straight for the tower. My smile widened. Maybe this sucker had the balls to take on Callie Ling, the warrior. I stilled inside. Even breaths, no fear. At the field's edge, the stalks trembled violently. The air filled with the rain stick rustling of brush and dry grass. Yes, someone would emerge. I gripped the sword sheathed across my back and waited, muscles tight, mouth watering. Come on, give me something. A brute. 7 feet tall, wielding a mace or an axe. Give me anything. A rabbit scurried out from the field. Nothing followed. The grass fluttered in the breeze. Birds chirped, nestled in the nearby sycamore trees. It was the rabbit, and only the rabbit. For now. I punched the parapet's brick wall, but when my frustration subsided, I realized another irony. In 2054, most 20-year-olds hid behind a barricade of textbooks. Studying for hours, days, or even years on end, they'd hide away from the real world only to reemerge bright and eager to end up in jobs they'd hate. Meanwhile, I strapped on battle gear, sword and all, and headed into these fields. Fields I now frowned at, which had stilled just to spit on my excitement. Only streams of sunlight punctuated the stalks from above, like skylights from the heavens. Everything blended together in shades of beige, as if the landscape had been whitewashed through a sepia lens. In the distance, the enemy's tower loomed, wrapped in a corkscrew of mountains and rocky terrain. How many of them remained? How close were we to victory? Shuffling footsteps turned my attention inside. I leapt from my perch and landed on the tower's stone floor with the impact of a fallen leaf. The wind whispered around me as it bowed to my movements. The warrior. Poof. I should be the ninja. A pigtailed blonde stood in the center of the tower, dwarfed by more than the story's high walls around her. Lily, fair-skinned with delicate features, like the flower she was named for. Dressed like a scantily clad Scandinavian warrior, she wore nothing but fur-lined armor and a wicked grin. Her hands rested on the pair of short axes sheathed at her hips. Not so much like a flower. Lily shook her head as she approached.
"Your eyes," she said.
"What?"
"They can't see your eyes."
She pushed up to her tiptoes and brushed strands of raven hair away from my face. "Does it really matter?" I asked. She frowned. Of course it mattered. Soft and black, my eyes were a distinguishing trait. How marketable. How perfect.
"It's the death match," she said with a
"Everything matters."
"Did Clarence teach you to say that?"
"Do you think I would have listened?" She grinned and nodded at my perch.
"How's the view?"
"Boring." A piercing scream ripped through the stillness, resounding off the tower's walls. My ears perked up,
and I seized the dagger at my waist. Dust clung to the air in suspended animation, trapped like the breath inside my lungs. Then, chuckling at myself, I exhaled, releasing my grip on the weapon, and nudged Lily. Really? Did they tell Hannah to go down easy? God, they'll do anything to add tension. My chuckles faded when I met Lily's taut expression. She shook her head, drew an axe from her belt, and crept toward the tower's entrance. I scoffed. Lil, come on, there's no way someone took her out that fast. I'll check it out anyways. From the treetops? I called out. Where else? Lily disappeared from view through the tower's entrance. Leaves crunched and branches snapped as she climbed. Then all went still. A breeze drifted through the tower and brushed against my bare midriff. I adjusted the armor padding on my shoulders and gripped the sword at my back, drawing it out slowly, purposefully, to catch the late afternoon sun glinting on the blade, as if millions were watching me. Absolute quiet blanketed the tower. The birds stopped chirping. The wind stopped rustling. My breath hitched. I planted my feet, sword out, ready. Scuffling footsteps and soft grunts sounded out beyond the tower walls, followed by sharp chopping and wet splats, like cleavers hacking up meat. Or a person. Then, nothing. I took a step forward. Lily? Silence. Then footsteps, heavy and rough, beat up the dirt path to the tower. Two men appeared in the entranceway, both tall enough to brush the top of the tower's entrance. The metal armor covering their chests, wrists, and calves struggled to contain the muscle beneath. Every buckle and clasp strained tight. Ribbons of blood snaked down the swords gripped in their hands. Not bad, boys, but certainly not enough. Not for me. Is this it? I asked with a grin. I was hoping for a challenge.